A recent cover of Rolling Stone proclaimed Rock is Back and featured the new band The Vines. After years of hip-hop and teen pop, there's a resurgence of guitar-based rock and roll, with bands such as The Strokes, The Vines, The Hives, and a few more experienced bands like Spoon and Apples and Stereo. Ken Tucker has a look at this phenomenon.
I'm feeling happy, so highly evolved. My time's a riddle that'll never be solved. Dreaming for something, reaching for something. Just waiting for the sun to carry me in. If you feel love, you can buy love from a payphone. I don't feel love. My brother.
At the recent MTV Music Awards, the music channel tried to trump up a battle of the bands between the Swedish combo The Hives and the LA by way of Australia group The Vines. There was no contest, really. The Hives' controlled frenzy, their impeccable early Rolling Stones brashness, easily defeated The Vines' more erratic, squawking attack. But merely by framing the competition this way, when combined with that issue of Rolling Stone, so eager to proclaim that there's a reactionary force ready to rescue Jan Wenner's readers from the past decade's hip-hop and teen pop, well, all this signaled that something's up, and has been for a while now.
We get high in back seats of cars. We break into mobile homes. We go to sleep to shake a pill. Never wake up on our own. And that's the way we get by. So where we get by. All that's the way we get by. So where we get by.
That's Spoon, an Austin, Texas band that's been around since the mid-90s and is not usually lumped in with this Rock is Back crowd, but I'm lumping them here anyway because their new release, Kill the Moonlight, is a good example of what's missing from the music of some of the newer bands, that is, content. By which I mean, the catchy guitar hooks have a purpose beyond making you thrash your head to the rhythm, and the lyrics are about something more than having a broken heart or a hungover brain. In The Way We Get By, Spoon creates music about persevering in music, despite the waywardness of touring, arguing, and the vicissitudes of the biz. Contrast this with yet another bunch of pop rockers, Apples in Stereo. Apples in Stereo lead singer and producer Robert Schneider, it's enough to throw up a wall of guitar and drum sound and sing plaintively over it. A lot of the time I nod my head to the beat and dig his escapism, just as I do the more dolorous stuff of The Vines, and the more headlong escapism of new rock bands that I've been reviewing steadily here over the past few months, like The Strokes and The Hives. But ultimately, most of these bands fall prey to the usual limitation of what we used to just call pop rock. Its disposability doesn't permit for the sort of emotions or thoughts that might give their catchy tunes some staying power. I'm as happy as the next Rolling Stone reader, or more likely editor, that guitars, drums, and white boy yelling is back in vogue. But I also like the way the progenitors of this entire genre, the Beatles, appreciated black voices and R&B rhythms and made their heartache sound like pain lived, not just imagined.
Ken Tucker is critic at large for Entertainment Weekly.